It's the Afternoon Cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Zach Harris. This Friday, he releases his new album, Chasing Shadows. It's out on Shifting Paradigm Records. The release party is at Berlin. We just heard some of the tune, Fleeting Moments. And Zach Harris, thank you very much for visiting Jazz 88. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Okay, you got a song called Fleeting Moments on a record that I feel like is about the opposite of fleeting moments. It's about this time where you spent 5 days away from presumably a lot of the distractions in your life and able to write a lot of these tunes and digest it and really create something that maybe you couldn't make if you were just writing a bridge in between two lessons you're giving or just trying to get something done while you're getting the kids out the door. So tell me a little bit about how these songs came to be when you spent these 5 days in the summer of 2022 in Luck, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I got an opportunity to go up to this cabin. I'd been in pretty busy phase of my life and hadn't had any time to write. I was teaching and playing a lot of gigs. And my family was kind enough to let me go away for a few days. And I had a student offer up this cabin. And I really just kind of put my head down and worked. And I had all of these kernels of ideas, little things saved on my phone or written out on a notebook. And in this 4 or 5 days, I was able to write about 15 to 20 tunes, actually. And a lot of it was just really watching kind of the stillness of being in one place for that long, but seeing how, like the title track and the title of the album comes from seeing how the light kind of changes everything throughout the day. Just having that time to sit and watch. And it was great. It was really important period for me. I hope to do it again.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'd love five days away from my family, too. We don't all get to go to Luck, Wisconsin and make an awesome jazz record. Now, let's talk about the fact that you're away from your family. You're able to focus on things. But still, it seems like one of the through lines is a little bit thoughts about your kid. Because you're talking about Chasing Shadows is a little bit of an experience that one of your sons had. Yeah. And then This Day is because one of your sons had the preference. You got more than one son?
I have a son and a daughter.
Okay, cool. I'm just trying to do this whole thing right.
Yeah.
Your son prefers This Day to Today?
Yeah, not anymore, but a couple, a few years ago, he would always say that as a funny little thing. He'd be like, This Day? And I'd be like, Yes, Today. Yes, This Day.
Are you the type of dude that gets away from your family and it's all you can think about even when you're away?
Yeah, I mean, tends to be. You know, at first you're like, oh, a little breath, a little space, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I miss him a ton.
I'm chatting with Zach Harris, fantastic guitar player who's got this new album coming out. It's called Chasing Shadows. It's on Shifting Paradigm Records, a label that Zach runs, and the release party is this Friday over at Berlin. I'm going to play a little bit of the tune Catalyst, and then we're going to talk a bit more. But this is the first single, and it's something that we've been playing a bunch on Jazz 88. I think it's even been a hot local single. Before I press play on it, Zach, we'll keep on talking. Anything you want to say before we start it?
Well, the title of this comes from just this nerdy approach to writing where I was like, what can I do with the number 11?
And oh, yeah, this definitely was a hot local single because I wanted to say what time signature it was, and you sent me 15 paragraphs about it. All right, count along at home, and then we'll talk a little bit about this tune and about this new record from Zach Harris.
Thank you.
Jack Harris on the guitar, his composition Catalyst, lead single from the album Chasing Shadows. The release party is on Friday night. It's a new album, and the release party is over at Berlin. So, Zach, let's have a quick conversation about the absolutely difficult time signature that this tune is in, even though it breathes so beautifully with the band supporting it. So how do you count this one?
Well, I'd actually have to think about it because I don't think about it anymore. But the beginning's in 11-8. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. The three's in the middle, actually. And then it's like longer phrases that equal out to like 11 quarter notes. And it's real nerdy stuff, but it was really just a way for me to kind of get out of my comfort zone and try and write something new and something different. And I feel like I was able to do that by doing that.
And the A&R guy at Shifting Paradigm said, oh, if it's an 11, put that one out as the single.
Well, we like 11 at Shifting Paradigm Records.
Look, the thing sounds beautiful. We should talk about all the players on it because you got a lot of folks who have worked with you before. Think about Brian Nichols, Brandon Wozniak, Chris Bates, and then Pete James Johnson on the drums. What's it like to have a cast of players that you're familiar with and you can get into the studio and really get to working right away?
I mean, it's beautiful. It's so great to be able to play with musicians that you trust and you know will elevate the music to its utmost height, you know, and also they're just wonderful friends.
Gotcha.
You know, Brandon and Brian and Chris and I have all been playing together for 15, almost 20 years. And then we've been playing with Pete a ton for the last few years. So it's great.
The celebration is on Friday night, over at Berlin. The new album is called Chasing Shadows. Okay, let's get some truth. Let's do some truth here, Zach Harris.
Oh.
Did you write the press release or did somebody else write the press release for this album?
Oh, the press release is by Dylan Hicks.
Dylan Hicks, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then let's see if you know as many fancy words as Dylan Hicks does. Because I had to go, I got a bachelor's degree. Yeah, it's from the University of Minnesota, but I'm pretty proud of it. Propitiously. Do you know what propitiously means?
Oh, I could not give you a definition of that right now.
Dylan Hicks earned his money likely to result in success is the definition of propitiously. It was propitiously that the town was titled Luck.
Ah.
Riparian. Do you know what riparian means?
Nope.
Okay, Dylan Hicks. Situated on the banks of a river. So when you were writing, it was a riparian setting.
I'm pretty sure I looked that up when I got the press release.
Because what if he was dissing you secretly?
Like, no. Like,
Zach Harris, it's been really awesome to talk to you, and it's really fantastic, not only that you make this music, but also that you're such a fixture in the jazz scene, just as with what you do with performance, but also running Shifting Paradigm Records. And congratulations on another release. Thank you for making beautiful music that we can share and can celebrate. And look, a lot of folks get to a lakeside cabin, and they just chill.
Yeah.
You worked. You gave us something that we can enjoy. And we really tip our hats to you. So, Zach Harris, thank you for visiting Jazz 88, and good luck with the release show. It's on Friday night.
Thanks, Sean.